The gruesome goat's tongue. Greatest torture of all time? History is full of inventive, albeit disturbing, methods of making people squirm, confess, or simply regret their life choices. Among these is the lesser-known but utterly bizarre practice of goat's tongue torture. While not as famous as the rack or the Iron Maiden, this method earns its place in the macabre hall of fame for its simplicity and grotesque effectiveness. A progressive torture. Goat's tongue torture wasn't about slicing or dicing. It was about licking. Yes, licking. Here's how it worked. The victim's feet were tied, and the soles were coated with a layer of salt. Enter the star of the show, the goat. Known for their insatiable appetite and surprisingly rough tongues, goats were encouraged to lick the salty soles of the victim's feet. At first, this may have seemed amusing or even ticklish to the poor soul tied up. After all, what's the harm in a little goat affection? But as the licking persisted, the sensation quickly turned from ticklish to torturous. The goat's tongue, rough like sandpaper, would begin to scrape away the skin, leaving the sensitive tissue underneath raw and exposed. Pain replaced laughter, and the torture grew unbearable. Medieval torture. The terrifying threat of twisting off limbs and burning flesh. Deformed medieval man found broken by the wheel of torture. Did it really happen? Historical references to this practice are scant, but accounts suggest it may have been used in medieval Europe and parts of the Middle East. It is described in the 1502 Tractatus De Indicis et Tortura by the Italian jurist and monk Franciscus Brunus de San Severino, a treatise that actually cautioned against torture in general. It is unclear if the reference here is to an actual witnessed event or just hearsay. Italian lawyer Ippolito de Marsili included the goat's tongue in a list of possible torture techniques, which was published in 1537. The method was mentioned in 1115 by Guibert de Nogent in his Monodes, with translator J. Rubinstein noting that the torture developed in the Roman Empire. The Spanish donkey, medieval history's most horrific torture method. Gravenstein Castle, site of gruesome torture and revolting students. Humiliation, pain, and dishonor. It's believed to have been a punishment for minor offenses, as it rarely resulted in death but guaranteed discomfort and humiliation. The psychological aspect was equally devastating. Imagine being reduced to tears by something as harmless as a goat. Despite its grotesque nature, goat's tongue torture offers a fascinating glimpse into the ingenuity and cruelty of historical punishment methods. It also reminds us that even the most innocent-seeming creatures can play a part in humanity's darker moments. Next time you're at a petting zoo and see a goat, perhaps give it a wide berth. Behind those curious eyes lies the legacy of an unexpected torturer. And if you value your feet, maybe skip the salted snacks altogether. By Gary Manners.